Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Fulton County Board of Assessors annual notices of assessment mailing in mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors plans to mail annual notices of assessment to property owners in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need to prepare clients for potential valuation changes that affect listing strategies, negotiations, and tax appeals. Monitor https://fultonassessor.org/ for exact mailing dates and appeal deadline information. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Department of Revenue launches online property records portal for county tax offices. The Georgia Department of Revenue has compiled a directory of links to county tax office websites where the Board of Tax Assessors handles property valuations and the tax commissioner collects ad valorem taxes. Real estate professionals can quickly access county-level property valuation and tax records to support transactions, due diligence, and client advisory across Georgia markets. Bookmark the Department of Revenue's property records page to streamline access to every county's tax office website, do.georgia.gov/property-records-online. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Agent Commission Rates, What to Know Across the State. Calibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates by city for agents working in Georgia. Understanding local commission variations helps Georgia agents benchmark their earnings and negotiate competitively in their specific markets. Review city-by-city commission data at the source URL to inform your pricing strategy. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Realtor Commission Rates edge below national average at 5.66%. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Georgia is 5.66%, slightly under the national average. Georgia agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified local data when discussing commissions with sellers. Review the full Georgia Commission survey at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Georgia/. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Commission Rates, What Homelight Data Means for GA Agents. Homelight breaks down the average real estate commission rate in Georgia and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding typical commission structures helps Georgia agents price their services competitively while maximizing their earnings and client value. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your own rate strategy, http://w.homelight.com/blog/average real estate commission rate-georgia. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Gwinnett County Tax Assessors expand property ownership data access for GA pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing parcel details, including ownership and values. Accurate, assessor-sourced ownership and valuation data helps GA real estate professionals evaluate deals, verify comps, and advise clients in one of the state's fastest-growing counties. Bookmark the database to quickly pull parcel ownership and assessed value records for Gwinnett County properties. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia Assessors Portal consolidates parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 counties. Georgia Assessors is a centralized portal providing online access to parcel data, tax digest information, and GIS maps across all Georgia counties, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, valuation research, and comparable sales analysis by accessing assessment data and tax records for any Georgia county through a single entry point. Bookmark this portal for quick access to county-level parcel, tax, and GIS data across Georgia. hpa.qpublic.net/va/va/assessors/loadpage.gp.loga1. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia Commission Guide, How Rates Work, Who Pays, and How to Negotiate. Calibri Real Estate published a comprehensive guide covering average real estate commission in Georgia, how commissions are split, who pays them, and tips for negotiating rates, plus tools like commission calculators and salary guides. Understanding commission structures and negotiation strategies directly impacts your bottom line as a Georgia real estate professional in an evolving market. Review the full guide and try the commission calculator at the link below to benchmark your earnings. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some GA jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price, plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.